Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
If I ask you, what is the first thing that comes to mind when I say Zen practice? First thing, word, thought. How many of you think joy? I thought so. You know, each time we put our hands together in gassho and we bow, that's a moment of joy if we do it from a place of emptiness. No analysis or expectation. Right? And when we do it that way, there's a burden that's lifted from us when we bow. You know, many students will ask, so why do we bow? You know, are we bowing to somebody? Are we bowing to some higher power? And the question, the answer to that question is, put your hands together, empty your mind, and just bow. And that bowing, done in that way, can be a sense of joy. Now, in football, they always talk about putting your game face on, you know, this very serious, taking this serious, stepping out into the football field and playing football. So I think a lot of times students, when they sit with their game face on, very serious, very important. But the game face is just an expression of the mind's activity. You know, the mind thinks how we're supposed to sit. You know, so Maizumi Roshi once referred to practice as a matter of life and death. So do you think this is what he meant? Do you think he meant put your game face on, take your practice seriously, because our practice is a matter of life and death? Now, do you think he was saying, do not experience joy in your practice? It's a matter of life and death. So to me, when he says it's a matter of life and death, he's saying, don't miss one wonderful moment. Don't miss a moment. Because if we miss a moment, if we don't embody a moment completely, there is no joy in practice. And there's no crime for a Zed student to experience joy. And it's joy of being alive right now in this moment. So listen to this haiku. Skylark on the moor, sweet song of non-attachment. Can you hear that sweet song? Can we realize what a sweet song our life is? And if we can appreciate what a sweet song our life is, we can be joyful. We can be filled with delight. You know, the skylark in the moor is not filled with seriousness and self-importance. It's just singing. And that's where joy comes from. Just eating breakfast. Just doing the dishes. Just sitting at a stoplight, waiting for it to turn green. Just that simple activity, unclouded by a mountain of thoughts and expectations. We're sitting at a table, and there is a beautiful vase of flowers in the middle of that table. If we look at that vase and think, well, I am a Zen student, and I must be present to that vase. I must be mindful. Well, that's the wrong track. Already we're getting lost, right? Don't worry about mindful. Just be mindful. Don't think about what a Zen student is supposed to be. Just sit. So if we listen to this sweet song with a mind that is soft, a mind that is empty, how beautiful. What a source of joy. The temple bell stops, but the sound keeps coming out of the flowers. Can you hear that bell ring? And it creates these wonderful vibrations, this wonderful sound. And the bell stops, but the sound, the vibration keeps going out and comes even through the flowers. So when the bell stops, if you really pay attention, the sound does not. It continues. And being aware of that is such a gift. It's wonderful. It's joyful. In his book, Sweeping Changes, Gary Thorpe reminds us that our life and all that is in it are simply on loan to us. And from this perspective, he encourages the reader to use certain chores, such as doing the dishes, sweeping the walk, mending clothes, mowing the lawn, brushing our teeth, as occasions to appreciate life. But it's just mowing the lawn. It's just doing the dishes. It's not saying to myself or ourselves, well, what an opportunity for joy it is to wash these dishes. As soon as that happens, you're a million miles away. I'm a million miles away. But if I'm just doing the dishes wholeheartedly, it is such a beautiful and joyful activity. And paying attention in this way, being with these experiences, we feel a sense of connection. Right? If we're just simply doing the dishes, right? Just feel the loveliness of doing the dishes, taking the soap and squeezing the bottle, and soap goes on the dish, and we rub the dish to clean it, and then the water rinses on it, and we can feel the water on our hands, we can hear it in the sink. And then when the dish has been rinsed off, placing it in the dishwasher, just the sound of the plate. I mean, this is an experience that's got incredible loveliness to it, incredible joy. This one simple act has so much to it if we pay attention. So if we pay attention to the ordinary, even the ordinary, it doesn't have to be ordinary, it could be any experience. But what happens is our lives come alive. And when it does, it changes from being a pain in the ass to a source of joy and delight. Oh man, I got to mow the lawn today. I don't want to be mowing the lawn today. What a pain in the ass. Right? That's one way to experience the world. The world is one big pain in the ass. But that's only one way of experiencing the world. And of course, you know that when the world is a pain in the ass, there's no joy. There's drudgery. It's a burden. So we have a choice how we engage the world. We can engage it as a pain in the ass, or we can engage it in a way in which we wind up experiencing joy. While I mow the lawn, butterflies flit in a yard of sunlight. Well, what a different relationship to mowing the lawn that is, huh? Butterflies flit in a yard of sunlight while I'm mowing the lawn. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but fresh-cut lawn has a particular smell to it. It's beautiful. So part of our work is to not be filled with self-importance, not be the center of the universe, but rather become intimate with this very moment, and in doing so, experiencing joy, even in the simplest of activities. And this really is the experience of non-separation. The moment when we experience that every object, every being, is a jar full of delight. And it's a jar full of delight to which we are intimately connected. So when we learn to surrender to the moment, we are unburdened by self-centeredness and self-importance, which frees us to experience the lightness of body and spirit. Our practice becomes open-hearted, selfless, and joyful. So sit the rest of the period with joy, and thank you.